How many leads equals to $10,000? So let's get into the question. Question says, hello, I went out driving for dollars today and I spent 4 hours. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11DaysChallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about how many leads equals to $10,000. So let's get into the question. Question says, hello, I went out driving for dollars today and I spent 4 hours out only to collect 27 leads. I was told if I don't have at least 100 leads per day, I've already failed. Please drop some jewels to help me move forward. I feel like I'm off to a good start. However, I'm not trying to fail backwards. I'm new to wholesaling. However, I've watched other people's lives change right before my eyes. I know all I have to do is to keep taking action. Any advice as to what I need to do next? All right, so this is classic. This is a classic question because there's a lot of emotions I can read in between, and we're going to address that. But before we get into that, what is wholesaling? Wholesaling is, it's a real estate investing strategy. You buy low, you sell high, that's investing. But basically, helping investors find properties to buy low, that activity right there is a lucrative one because investors will pay you very nice handsome fees just to help them find deals, okay? But you know, I have another series on wholesaling 101. Just Google my name, Ola Talks Abitogo Wholesale 101. You'll see that series comes up, tells my story, how I started and all of that. And you can understand wholesaling a little bit more from a fundamental standpoint. So, but let's address this question real quick. All right. So I went out driving for dollars and I spent 4 hours collecting 27 leads. First of all, congratulations, because I'm not really a big supporter of driving for dollars. Not because it doesn't work, it's because most people will not work until it works. Okay, it takes a lot of consistency. It takes commitment. It takes consistency. You have to do it over and over and over again, and that can be very tiring because you're just so far away. In terms of feeling, you're so far away from closing a deal. You could be that close to closing a deal, but the keyword is could be. Basically, you're at that point in time that you're gambling and you've never closed a deal, is gambling, right? So for most part, most people will never close a deal driving for dollars. Most people that attempt driving for dollars will never close a single deal. But you know, you can argue that probably about every other strategy. Most people will say, but in my opinion, when you can sit behind your laptop and run this business, it's a little bit easier to stay the course until you close the deal, because to be frank with you, it's going to take the, if not same amount of faith, very close same amount of faith in just keeping up and just staying on top of it until you close the deal. I was told if I don't have at least 100 leads per day, I failed. That's not necessarily true. It's the same thing with if you were doing direct mail, if you are doing cold calling. It's not about how many you do per day. Of course, numbers can make a factor. You know, you gotta have enough samples to increase your chances of closing a deal. Of course, right? It's enough samples, like in a lab, in order for your numbers to be more accurate, you need samples, and the less samples you have, the less accurate your statistics, your probabilities, your numbers are, right? So I would say the idea that it must be 100 leads is false. The more important thing is your consistency. You want to do a decent amount of whatever strategy you're doing, right? Which is another reason why I generally don't support driving for dollars, because If you're going to drive for dollars, I would say at 27 leads per day, as long as they're quality leads, that's another topic we're going to talk about, right? As long as they're quality leads, 27 leads are a decent amount of leads. That's actually a lot. But you know, not all leads are created equal. Okay? So if you just walk around town and just write down any address and you've written 27, right? Or you go for 100 like this person suggests, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that you're collecting quality leads, okay? They could just be extremely bad leads, you know, leads that, you know, they're very likely not interested in your proposition, in your offer, right? It could be in a very nice neighborhood, you just start writing addresses down and the type of people in that area would just never get rid of their property at a discount. Maybe they have a community dog or something like that and they won't allow such thing. They'd rather come up with helping each other than selling it to an investor. You just don't know what's going on in that area. It could be low quality leads. Not all leads are created equal, is my point. Alright, so it doesn't matter. It's consistency. Okay, two things. Consistency, quality of leads, okay, and consistency, okay? Quality of leads and consistency. And quantity thus does matter, but quantity kind of like doesn't matter when you have low quality of leads. So quantity, quality does matter, as long as you find the sweet spot balance between the two. And speed, the best way to find that is to go through the numbers with speed, and don't put yourself in a position where it's easy for you to quit on yourself. In my opinion, that's things like driving for dollars, walking on dollars. It's very easy to quit on yourself because first of all, you haven't really invested anything meaningful outside of time. If you're investing time in driving for dollars, there's a good chance that your time ain't worth nothing, meaning not even to you, okay? So chances are, you know, you haven't really invested something of value, not to you, not to anyone, and there's a good chance you're going to quit only very soon, which is why I recommend learning how to market like a professional. And that's what you learn in my books. Go ahead and get this book absolutely for free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and start from there. Join the 11dayschallenge.com. Join us so you can get going. If you go right now to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, Real Estate Money Secret, my second book, I'll give you that for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.